Mohammed therefore creates a power which will challenge the hegemony of Christianity and of the Christian West, and will prove to be a major rival, both politically, economically, socially, religiously, against Christianity in this struggle for world domination, for world power throughout the inhabitable universe, or at least the universe of the Mediterranean and north of the Mediterranean to Europe and so on. After a struggle for power, after Muhammad dies in the year 632, eventually we see a series of successions and a series of struggles between various relatives and disciples of Muhammad, a history which I cannot obviously relate here. But eventually, some 20 years later, around 650, the emergence of a dynasty called the Umayyad dynasty, which eventually makes its capital in Damascus in Syria. And it reigns for a period of almost 100 years until it is challenged, rivaled, and eventually overthrown by a new house of Muslims called the Abbasids, who establish their particular capital in the city of Baghdad by around the middle of the 8th century. The Umayyads, however, are able to escape the gaze of the Abbasids and to establish a rival caliphate, that is, a rival government in Cordova in Spain. The reason I mention all of this Islamic history is because that is how we're going to situate our Jewish history. Both in Baghdad, on the one hand, under the Abbasids, we will see the emergence of a powerful Jewish community, a Jewish community in synergy, in conversation with the Islamic majority. And similarly, in Cordova in Spain, we will see the emergence of a very interesting, unique, and powerful Jewish community in dialogue, rising to the height of social and economic prominence as well. And these two Muslim capitals, the Abbasid one and the Umayyad one, will play a dominant role in the shaping, in the formation of Jewish culture in the Middle Ages. I should mention, by way parenthetically, that when we speak about the rivalry which exists for hundreds and hundreds of years, this is an extra throw-in, between Damascus and Baghdad, you see that among the various differences between Islam, Sunni and Shiite and so on, there is also a very interesting historical location of two of the major dynasties, one in Damascus in Syria, that is, and one in Baghdad. Clearly, this is significant within our own world, but it is also significant, as I said, in terms of locating Jewish history. But as you will see, there is a problem with our sources. And I'm going to talk about our sources in a second. I still want to talk about this earlier period. But I can say categorically now that we have very little to go on for the period of the life of Muhammad, for sure. But even after that, even through the Umayyad period, in other words, we know very little from our Jewish sources, from our Muslim sources about Jewish life in this area. And even during the period of Abbasid rule, that is in the second half of the 8th century, we have names, we have individuals, we have something about the culture. But the real full-blown picture of Jewish life and its encounter with the Islamic world only is to be found in the 9th and the 10th century. So in other words, all of our sources project an image of the end of this period, not the beginning. And therefore, we have to sort of read back into the beginning to construct the end. But you should be well aware, and I'm going to go through the sources, because I think it's very important to know what we're talking about in reconstructing this world. The sources reveal a late picture, not an early picture, a fully developed picture, and not the early development of what emerges. So therefore, we can only suggest, we can speculate, but we are not firm about these early beginnings. Having said, let us go back and talk about that initial encounter again between Muhammad, the Jews of Yatrid, the Jews who are living in Mecca, the encounter or what Muhammad absorbed from Jewish culture and, as well, Christian culture in this period. Our major source for this is the Quran itself, that is the book, the written scripture, which, of course, is the holy book of Islam, and, as well, its oral traditions called the Hadith.